Just in sort of a summary overview, I guess, final words on whether the convention has sort of fulfilled its potential, where it might go from here, how it could be used?
Well, as we said, this goes back to some of the things we said earlier. It certainly fulfilled its potential. It certainly made far bigger impact the last 10 or 15 years than it did previously. And I think it's really having a significant impact in decision-making in quite a lot of countries. I think that the biggest challenge to the convention, seems to me, is to remain part of something bigger. It was quite easy, in a sense, for the convention to be very inward-looking and to focus exclusively on its sites, which it has to do. If it doesn't do its sites, well, it has no credibility. But as I always said, in the relation to protected areas, there are, well, by various definitions, 100,000 protected areas, and there's 160 something.
166
natural sites. And in many countries, those natural sites could perform a really very valuable role as standard setters and leaders of the fleet. The danger is that they become rather special places, treated to a much higher standard than anywhere else gets. I don't think that's true, for example, in your country, because you have a very powerful, effective national park system. But it is quite a challenge in some other countries that all the attention might go onto the World Heritage sites and to the detriment of others. And therefore, I think that challenge, which is really essentially a challenge within countries, to use World Heritage sites to raise standards in general is important. And I think the other is to almost bed down in the public and political consciousness the thing we've just been talking about. This idea that these places are there for... it's been in conflict with what I was just saying earlier there. They're there for posterity and for the whole world, and we manage them with that responsibility and not exclusively for our own national or indeed even local interest. And again, that comes back to how countries interpret the convention within their own bounds. I think that the issue about, particularly with the natural sites, were designated against the background of an assumption of essentially an unchanging environmental context. Mm-hmm. And Illiwisset is a marvellous example of that, a very graphic example. And they lose their significance as the circumstances change. And, you know, and putting them on the danger list does nothing. I mean, it's not going to stop the sea rising or the climate getting hotter or drier or whatever it is. So I think we're going to be faced with real problems there about what the list will look like in 50 mm-hmm. years.
If you had a crystal ball and could look ahead 50 years, what do you think the committee should do with sites that have lost, you know, the values for which they were inscribed, if the flora or the fauna no longer is there, which was the principal reason for designation?
I think there's only one thing that honestly you can do. You have to take them off the list. And I think... you know, if it's pessimistic about this, but I mean, if humankind can't cope with the problems it's creating in climate change and can't adjust its behaviour, then the loss of World Heritage sites along will be things that go with the loss of an awful lot of other things as well.
Yes.
And it'll be very sad.
No, there's a happy note
to end on. We shouldn't end on that.
No.
But I also think, more positively, that. The World Heritage arguments are some of the most powerful arguments about the background of climate change that we have, because they're about, you know, the culture where we come from, the planet we live in, what we bequeath to future generations, and we need to use them as the sort of canaries in the mine shaft, as it were. Sort of,
yes,
overworked cliche, but this is perhaps their role.
In order
to really rally
public opinion.
Just show how serious this is and what we're going to lose unless we change our ways.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Thank you, Adrian, very much.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.